Good evening, this is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. In a landmark step towards Vande Bharat connectivity, the Harmati-Nahalagun section has been successfully electrified. Sharing his reaction, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today said that it is a new dawn for Arunachal's railways. Mr. Khandu informed that the successful electric trial on the Harmati-Nahalagun section marks a key milestone. With this, Arunachal is now ready for Vande Bharat Express, bringing faster, greener and more efficient travel, he added. The successful electric trial is expected to significantly boost rail connectivity, enhance efficiency and sustainability in the state. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta chaired the monthly departmental review meeting at Itanagar yesterday and took up several vital issues to enhance regional development. Key topics included improving road connectivity to administrative headquarters, identifying infrastructure gaps across districts and advancing infrastructure and institutional projects in TCL. Implementation of e-office in subordinate district offices was also reviewed alongside the inventorization of tourism infrastructure. In the meantime, the CS has directed the Education Department to implement 100% DBT for all student-related benefits and schemes. Senior officers were additionally mandated to conduct regular visits to districts for the review and monitoring of important projects. Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin, during his two-day visit to Siang and Upper Siang districts, addressed the people about the importance of implementing the Upper Siang Multipurpose Projects, SUMP. He highlighted the growing concern regarding China's massive hydroelectric project, which is set to produce 60,000 megawatt of electricity over the Yalong Sangpo River in the upper reaches of Siang River in China. He further said that the main objective of the project is for the safety and security of the downstream people and to address other environmental issues. Mr. Main called upon the elite and educated section of society to create massive awareness among the villagers about the benefits and positive impact of the SUMP. He also appealed to those opposing SUMP to rethink and come forward for discussion and solution. The government of Arunachal Pradesh is offering fully sponsored UPSC coaching for 15 APST candidates from economically weaker section. Education Minister P.T. Sona in a social media post today informed that the selection will be through a written test and interview. Interested candidates can apply at apdhde.nic.in before 25th March 2025, he added. The initiative is in collaboration with Sankalp IAS, New Delhi, and will be a fully residential 10-month course at its New Delhi campus. MLA Okintang inaugurated the Seva Apke Dwar 2.4 at Aing Village under Mebo subdivision today. Organized by the district administration, around 405 people benefited from various government and banking services extended by 25 departments. On the occasion, MLA Taing and DC Tai Tagu distributed solar lamps to 20 women weavers of Aing under the Small Clusters Development Program Weaving, Ministry of Textiles, Government of India. In a major step towards boosting employment among the skilled youth of the state, the Arunachal Pradesh State Rural Livelihoods Mission, ARSRLM, successfully concluded the two-day DDU-GKY Job Fair 2025 at Itanagar today. As many as 110 youths were given placement opportunities at the event that saw participation of 8 leading companies. The Job Fair was inaugurated by Teli Tada Kamdir, a successful entrepreneur from the state. The 20th Tata Tang state-level football tournament continued with thrilling football action across all four zones yesterday. In Zone 1 at Namsai, the day began with Anjao securing a dramatic 3-2 win over Tirap. Zone 2 held at Nari, Lua Siang saw intense battle as Lua Siang and East Siang played out a 1-1 draw. At Dapurijo Upper Subansiri, the Zone 3 matches produced some exciting moments. Kipanio earned a narrow 1-0 victory over Kamle. Zone 4 at Tamang continued to deliver entertaining football. Capital Complex completely outplayed West Kameng with a crushing 8-0 win. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.